We continue our reading of the Old Testament today with Isaiah chapter 23. We'll read verses 1 to 18, Isaiah chapter 23. Now we're continuing, we're getting towards the end of a long section of Isaiah's rebukes and woes upon the ungodly nations that surrounded Jerusalem and Judah. Today it is the turn of Tyre, which was the great merchant city up on the coast to the northwest of Judah. And there's other cities mentioned here. Sidon, Tarshish gets mentioned, Crete gets mentioned. These would be the mercantile centers of the Mediterranean. And what a sweet little arrangement they had. They were all kind of tucked away from the main action. They weren't fighting the big wars. They were just making money. They were becoming rich. They were financing everything. They had it all made. And so they were worshiping wealth, and they're gods of wealth. And Isaiah tells them that they are not going to be able to protect themselves from the wrath of God on their idolatry. He speaks of the Chaldeans who were coming. That would be the Babylonians. In the time of Nebuchadnezzar, his predecessor and Nebuchadnezzar himself, Tyre would be besieged and destroyed as God's judgment on their unbelief and ungodliness, their love of wealth, their idolatry. Now, the Tyrians learned a lesson from that. And the lesson they learned was that it was not good enough to be on the coast. You needed to build your city on an island. And so after Nebuchadnezzar destroyed it, they had a lot of money. They had it stored away. They were able to rebuild it. They built it off the coast, way out into the harbor. No one would ever be able to reach them there. Well, Alexander the Great shows up about two centuries later, and he builds a causeway, about a mile-long causeway he erects, by which his great Macedonian army was able to march over, and they besieged and captured Tyre. The lesson is there is no way to avoid God's judgment other than turning to him in repentance and true faith, looking to the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus, of course, told a parable that very much relates to this chapter. It relates to us, and I think this does relate to us, by the way. If I were to say, name a nation in our time that is most like Tyre and Tarshish, I would probably say our nation. We have this great economy. We have capitalism unleashed. We have oceans on either side to protect us. We just become wealthy, and we enjoy an unprecedented level of wealth. Well, here's what Jesus said. He said there was a rich fool, and he stored up his money and his grain and his produce, and he counted it, the money ran through his fingers, and his whole heart was given to celebrating the security, the blessings that came from his wealth. And Jesus said, "You fool, for this very night your life is demanded of you. Whose then will your money be?" Well, there is no security, there is no salvation in any works of our hands. We must turn to the Lord and be saved. Well, listen now to God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word in the 23rd chapter of the prophet Isaiah. The oracle concerning Tyre. "Wail, O ships of Tarshish, for Tyre is laid waste without house or harbor. From the land of Cyprus it is revealed to them. Be still, O inhabitants of the coast. The merchants of Sidon who cross the sea have filled you, and on many waters your revenue was the grain of Shihor, the harvest of the Nile. You were the merchant of the nations. Be ashamed, O Sidon, for the sea has spoken, the stronghold of the sea, saying, 'I have neither labored nor given birth. I have neither reared young men nor brought up young women.' When the report comes to Egypt, they will be in anguish over the report about Tyre. Cross over to Tarshish. Wail, O inhabitants of the coast. Is this your exultant city, whose origin is from days of old, whose feet carried her to settle far away? Who has purposed this against Tyre, the bestower of crowns, whose merchants were princes, whose traders were the honored of the earth? The Lord has purposed it, to defile the pompous pride of all glory, to dishonor all the honored of the earth. Cross over your land like the Nile, O daughter of Tarshish. There is no restraint anymore. He has stretched out his hand over the sea. He has shaken the kingdoms. The Lord has given command concerning Canaan to destroy its strongholds, and he said, 'You will no more exult, O oppressed virgin daughter of Sidon. Arise, cross over to Cyprus. Even there you will have no rest.' Behold, the land of the Chaldeans. This is the people that was not. Assyria destined it for wild beasts. They erected their siege towers. They stripped her palaces bare. They made her a ruin. Wail, O ships of Tarshish, for your stronghold is laid waste. In that day, Tyre will be forgotten for 70 years, like the days of one king. At the end of 70 years, it will happen to Tyre, as in the song of the prostitute. Take a harp, go about the city, O forgotten prostitute. Make sweet melody, sing many songs that you may be remembered. At the end of 70 years, the Lord will visit Tyre, and she will return to her wages and will prostitute herself with all the kingdoms of the world on the face of the earth. Her merchandise and her wages will be holy to the Lord. It will not be stored or hoarded, but her merchandise will supply abundant food and find clothing for those who dwell before the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.